Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'll put it this way. I'm not running away from Grand Rapids. I am running to Pensacola. That's it. Yeah, Grand Rapids is a great city. I'm going back to work on Friday there. I'll tell them to their face that they're a great city. They really are.
So Eric Winstrom tonight will be confirmed, I assume, by a 7-0 vote at the city council. Although it is kind of an interesting note that the co-sponsors on the nomination are not everybody. It's Charles Baer, Allison Patton, and who was the third one? I just closed the I have it here. Delarian Wiggins, yeah. So not the other four, and I don't know why. I don't know if there's any story there. It's just kind of interesting that it's not just the mayor or just a city council member or just both. It's three but not seven, you know? It's kind of unusual. But, I expect this will be a no-sweat kind of confirmation tonight. Eric Winstrom in his comments last week and in the interview with me says, you know, I understand why cops don't trust. I'll have to earn that trust. I get it. I didn't trust when I was a cop, and I had to earn that trust in Grand Rapids, too, so I'm with you. Also, his guiding philosophy of policing is, you know, police people, you know, and interact with people the way you'd want your family interacted with, because they're somebody's family, and, you know, sort of police unto others as you'd want them to police unto you. He didn't say that, but that's my interpretation of it. You like that, John?
I really do. I was like, you know what? Then
it's a little like law enforcement with a King James flair, you know?
Exactly. That's why I was like, that's pretty good.
All right. I've been telling you that he made some comments last week that I thought were particularly interesting. They kind of went viral in Michigan, which you'll understand why afterwards, and in a good way, I think. The lingering question, I think, that a lot of people have had about Eric, Chief Winstrom, is, okay, why is some liberal northerner, you know, like that Andrew McKay, why... because I'm from Chicago and Detroit and St. Louis and whatever. But I don't think you'll make the liberal part stick. Anyway, why is he coming here? You know, is he one of us? Is he a, you know, conservative? Does he believe in law enforcement? Or does he believe in, like, Chicago and Michigan kinds of things? Okay. This is from a press conference. I don't know if it's a he does a weekly or the mayor does a weekly and he was there. He's leaving, so they were asking him questions. Anyway, this is how the interaction went.
Commissioner Drew Robbins, I'm sure other people have seen it too on Facebook, said that there was a lack of, he thinks it may be because there was a lack of clear support from the Public Safety Committee and the other community leaders. I think he used the word far left. Any truth to that?
Okay, so the question, if you couldn't hear it, one of the, I guess, city council members, I'm not really sure the position, basically said the reason you're leaving is because of a lack of support for law enforcement from certain members of the community, particularly on the left. That's the question. Is there any truth to that?
So police chief's job gets a lot easier when you're in a city that's just 100% pro-police. If everywhere I go, people are...
Whoa! Wait. Now, think about that. He's leaving a place to go to another place. And he's saying it's a lot easier to police in a place where they love the police. So what is he saying about us? And what is he saying about there? Right? Start over just a little bit.
So police chief's job gets a lot easier when you're in a city that's just 100% pro-police. If everywhere I go, people are applauding, great job, police department, I'll tell you, that would be a lot easier. I didn't take a job for an easy job. I knew this was going to be a challenge. I didn't know we were going to have all the specific challenges that that came about. While I was here,
I knew this was going to be challenging. I wasn't expecting it to be quite as challenging in that regard. You got to read subtext here a little bit. He's being diplomatic, but, you know.
I have a lot of colleagues across the country who work in cities that are more reflexively pro-police.
That are more reflexively pro-police, meaning when an issue of law enforcement comes up, the population is like, we love the cops, like here. Okay, he knows a lot of people around the country that are in a more reflexively pro-police culture.
And it is easier to get things done. I feel like it was a big fight to get drones, which are just a basic tool of policing now, to jump through so many hoops to get the community support and politician support.
I had to fight tooth and nail to get drones, basic tool, and y'all kind of balked against me at every step on that. I don't understand.
I'll throw out one other example. Some of you may remember we had a docuseries come out where I thought it was a positive thing. A lot of people in the city thought it was a good idea to expose the city to a documentary series of what the police department does on a day-to-day basis, because if you're not riding with us, you don't really know, and there's a lot of misunderstanding. So docuseries comes out, and there were people that were mad that it was coming out, not because there was anything wrong with it, but because it showed us in a true light, which is a good light. And that was an odd thing for me, and even some elected officials, you know, criticized us. What's, you know, you can't put out this docuseries because it's making you look good.
You can't have a documentary series on what the Grand Rapids Police Department is doing because it makes the police look good. Can you imagine trying to work in law enforcement in an environment where politicians are telling you bleep like that? Can you imagine? How dare you let them just tell the truth about what you do and it makes you look good because, you know, the agency is running well. Now, I know he's diplomatic. He's not going to say Grand Rapids has, you know, been hard to work in. But he's telling you Grand Rapids has been, particularly the political leaders, have made it hard to work there as law enforcement. You know, we hear these stories about cops want to come here from California. Cops want to come here from New York. Cops want to come here from Grand Rapids for a reason. He's telling you that reason. Come back to this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
The series is called All Access PD
Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Eight episodes.
Right? Or no, not Grand.
That's
Netflix.
What I was trying to figure out, but it premiered April 8th, 2025. Interesting. Very interesting stuff. No accidents to report to you right now. Taking a look at I-10. Let's see here. If you are on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, again, through the construction zone, expect about a 9-minute delay. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect a 7-minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
HBO Max.
Oh,
it's on HBO.
Now
Max.
I really want to go watch it.
Well, you can. It's available. Hey, I don't know why I said it like that.
I know. I was wondering.
I'm not even close to being Oprah. Anyway, so HBO Max for you.
And
All Access PPD. All Access PD Grand Rapids for you. I'm just going to move on to other things at the moment. We'll come back to this in a second. Meanwhile, if you're thinking about selling a home, what do you want? You want a good price. You want it to be done quickly. But more importantly, you just want it to be done. I mean, obviously, that's why you get a realtor. Well, you know, one of the things is that we're in a challenging market. People are holding homes longer. The real estate, you know, the prices aren't what people want necessarily. The interest rates, obviously, challenges. A lot of realtors are struggling. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sold 30% more homes last year. Why? Lots of reasons. Okay, lots of reasons. But one of the things is that some realtors are just finding it they can't get the job done. You know, harder market, you know, kind of separates wheat from chaff. And Christina was telling me one of the reasons that they've sold more homes in a way is because people are coming to her with homes that other people couldn't sell. And so after two realtors, they come to her as a third realtor. She sells a home, or four or five times. Like, there's been two cases of people that had five realtors couldn't sell the home. They came to her. She was the sixth realtor and she sold the home. In one case of seven, she was the eighth realtor and they sold the home. Like, oh my God, I can't imagine. And like one example, there was a home, I think this was in Navarre. And it had the realtor who had it before said, you'll never get more than $499 for this home. She sold it at $625 in 10 days for cash. So just, it's experience, it's knowledge, it's diligence, it's all the things. And all I'm saying is you can ask her why, but they get results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. Okay, back to the rest of the comments by Eric Winstrom at the press conference, not here, but in Grand Rapids last. This was the 7th, so this would have been Saturday? No, that's not right. 2-6, I can't do the math real quick. I can't add it up real quick. But the date I have on here is the 7th, but I'll say Friday. Anyway, talking about how an environment where they love the police is easy to work in, desirable, fun, maybe the kind of place you want to raise your kids, and also a place where it's not that, where you get politicized or people attack you because it's cheap points or because a docuseries comes out on HBO Max that just shows the truth about you, and you get criticized for it being a positive thing to simply show the truth about you. You can understand, read between the lines, okay? What is he saying? You know, because, again, well, how is this Michigan guy is just going to bring his Michigan down here? No, no. No, he's leaving Michigan for reasons.
So when you politicize policing, that's a recipe for failure. One thing I mentioned in Pensacola is show me a city across the country anywhere that is a high-performing, successful city, and I will show you a high-performing, successful police department. Those two go hand in hand. And intelligent politicians understand that. Intelligent politicians who want best for the city understand that. Politicians that maybe are out for themselves to score cheap political points will use policing to score cheap political points. Have I seen that here? Absolutely.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, people are people. People do dumb things all over the place. But he's saying that's a problem in Grand Rapids, that it's, you know, the police get used as a political tool to score political points, to blame them, to throw them under the bus, which is, you know, the leaders here know better than to do that, because we are a culture that doesn't do that, because we are a community that doesn't do that. We love our cops. We love our sheriffs. That doesn't mean we, you know, overlook the things they do wrong, but, you know, we believe in them. We say hi to them. We, you know, we like cops here. And he's like, the idea of living in a culture, working in a culture where they love their cops or where they're reflexively pro-police in general, that's a great thing.
Do I think that the next chief is in a position to even take it to the next step so that those voices get quieter and quieter because there's no merit to them? They're just very unserious. Yeah, I think that the next police chief is going to be able to come in here and take this to the next level.
Those politicians are very unserious. I think the next police chief is going to be in a better position to handle them. Maybe the community can get smarter too about who it elects.
But that's not why you're leaving, right, Eric?
But that's not why you're leaving, right, Eric?
So many factors, John. If I'm going to boil it down to one thing, it's family. It's the right time to go. 4 years, I think, is good. I keep saying I want to go out on top. We've accomplished so much. It has not been easy.
There you go. So I thought it was fascinating. Feel free to give me your reaction. 437-1620. That clip apparently was, there was a clip that was like a 3-minute clip that somebody had taken from the press conference. I had heard that is shared like a million times across, I mean, literally like it's been like watched a million times, across the state of Michigan. As people in the state of Michigan are saying, whoa, we need to be better to our cops. You know, we need to learn how to treat them well. And again, why would you come here? Our culture. You know, you sometimes hear this. Why does this business want to be here? You think it's the beach. You think it's, you know, whatever you think. The people, the culture, the receptivity, the warmth, not the heat, but, you know, like who we are is we're the kind of place where people want to be here, and particularly law enforcement, because we do support them. 722 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
So what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, there you have it.
It's in the bag.
Lunch. Big Mac, fries.
Play you for it.
You and me for my Big Mac.
First one to miss watches the winner eat. No dunking.
You look like you kind of remember, John, but you're not sure.
I kind of remember
it. It's the Larry Bird, Michael Jordan ad for the McDonald's when they're shooting the shots from across the street and bouncing it off the road and through the window and into the... Yeah, that's the setup for that ad. That's one of the greatest ads ever. 724, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Attorney General Pam Bondi pushing back against questions about her investigation into the Epstein files. Democrats grilled her during an oversight hearing Wednesday, focusing on newly released documents from the FBI's probe into the late sex trafficker. The EPA is set to roll back greenhouse gas regulations. The agency's chief says they're dropping an Obama-era finding that greenhouse gases threaten public health. President Trump is expected to make that announcement this afternoon. Oklahoma is scheduled to execute Kendrick Simpson this morning for a 2005 double murder. He would be the third person put to death in the U.S. this year. And in New York, Andrew, officials are putting up a new pride flag at the Stonewall National Monument today. The Trump administration removed the previous flag on Monday and said it was unauthorized.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. Let's see here. If you are on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a seven-minute delay. Highway 90 coming in to Pensacola, expect an eight-minute delay. And also Highway 29 approaching 9 Mile Road. That's a seven-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Interesting note yesterday. Military.com ran a story about the Navy is going to be getting new helmets for aviators because the current helmets that they use create neck and back strain. Think about it this way. Your neck and your spine was designed to carry the weight of a head, right? Was it designed to carry the weight of a head plus a 4-pound helmet with gear and oxygen and heads-up display and everything else? It wasn't. Was it designed to carry that when the weight of the helmet is not centered over the spine so that it's offset? Typically towards the front, where a lot of that stuff is. Again, no. Was it designed to carry that not just with the weight, not just with it being offset against the spine, but under G-force pressure as you make turns that put 2, 3, 4, 6, 8 times the force of gravity on the extra weight, not centered on the spine, towards the front, on your body, as you're going through those turns? You start to think about the physiology effects here, and you can see why pilots would frequently suffer from strain on their spine, headaches, just pain and suffering kind of from having to, you know, just because of the helmet. So the new helmet is about a pound and a half lighter. It's designed to be more central and to have the weight in the middle as opposed to towards the front. I mean, there are still things you can't necessarily solve for. Like, you know, if you have to have a night vision, well, that's heavy and on the front. But still, there are, you know, you can kind of try to reduce that as much as you can and more to center it. And, you know, I just think this is a good thing. This is a neat new innovation that solves a problem that as soon as you start thinking about it, you realize, oh, gosh, I guess that does make sense why that would be an issue for our pilots. And, you know, let's get a better set of equipment in there. 5,000 new helmets designed to fit more comfortably on their heads, reduce the strain on necks and backs. It's a $22.5 million contract to Gentex Corporation for the helmets, including to NAVAIR. That's the folks who oversee all the aviation stuff for the Navy. They expect to receive the helmets starting between July and September. First ones will be going to the E-2 Hawkeye crews. That's the brain plane, the one with the big disc that rotates around and flies over the battle and tells everybody where they're supposed to go. It's a propeller plane. Next generation fixed wing helmet is not only lightweight, but is designed to better balance the weight. I said military.com. It was actually Task and Purpose. Excuse me. Anyway, the unbalanced weight is the biggest issue causing neck and back strain for naval aviators. According to retired Navy commander Guy Snodgrass, who they interviewed, he was a former Top Gun instructor. Spines aren't designed to handle consistent forward weight like that. Then for tactical aviators, it's jets, you compound that by pulling 6 to 9 Gs during periods of dynamic flight, which turns a 2-pound weight into something closer to 10 to 12, 14 pounds, right? If you think about it, and all that weight pushing down asymmetrically on your spine, that's a problem. So a new helmet that reduces weight will be beneficial, but the real challenge is to bring as much of the off-centerline weight in close to the helmet. That's what causes the injuries. Just like, again, if you can put that center of the weight on the spine or an inch off the spine, it's better than having it 6 or 7 inches off the spine. Think of the centrifuge effect or the lever effect or however you want to do it. So anyway, I thought that was, you know, just, hey, we're always trying to find, you know, innovative ways to make life better for our naval aviators. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. You know, my wife says that people don't really care about the Olympics, and she might be right. I don't know. I love the Olympics. I know some people might not care about it, and I apologize if that's you. But I know John does not care, so, you know, I just keep it in mind that, you know, as my good friends across the hall would say, here in cat country.
Right, know? Exactly.
But here's one thing. You know, we talked about this the other day, the men's short program. Ilya, the American competitor who does the backflip, and he's called the quad god because he'll do all the quads. First axel landed in competition. And, which, by the way, there was a girl back in 98, I forget her name now, who did a backflip in competition just to kind of break the barrier and show it can be done when you weren't supposed to do it. Anyway, he does a backflip and gets no points for it.
What?
It's allowed, but it does not get you score. He does it just to do it.
Well,
it's like the favorite thing of the crowd.
Right.
And it doesn't even get him a score benefit.
That makes me love me more.
I'm CJ Papa. She's been missing for a dozen days as law enforcement teaming up in Tucson, hoping to find Nancy Guthrie.
This morning, one of our crew members saw the Pima County forensic team searching Campbell Road, which is a major thoroughfare that leads here into this neighborhood. And then yesterday, also investigators found a black glove about a mile away from Nancy Guthrie's home, also on Campbell Avenue.
Fox's Matt Finn in Tucson. That chilling video from the 84-year-old's front door, producing more than 18,000 tips. That from the Pima County Sheriff. As AVAC passes the House, Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox's Hannity.
It ensures that if you're going to register to vote, you have to have proof of citizenship. And when you show up to vote, you have to show a photo ID.
One Democrat, Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, voted with all the Republicans. The bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate. America's listening to Fox News.
At News Radio 92.3, good morning. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 60 degrees and looks like partly cloudy skies. We've got our full forecast with Brooke. That'll be up in just a few minutes. Well, Pensacola International Airport will have some new voices to add to its rotating announcements. Golfer Bubba Watson and NFL Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith plan on joining Mayor D.C. Reeves on the recording. City Administrator David Stafford tells News Radio that the mayor's happy to share that spotlight.
Every time he's anywhere near either the airport staff or visitors that or you know business travelers that frequent the airport, he's always very apologetic that they have to continually hear his voice all day, every day. So I think nobody's more excited than he is. But I mean, it's great to be able.
And Stafford does say that Pensacola has an embarrassment of riches of famous people that are willing to support their hometown. There is also talk of adding Super Bowl star and Pine Forest graduate Devin Witherspoon. It's been a while now since the University of West Florida announced that they'd be building a new football stadium, and the school broke ground Wednesday on that Darrell Gooden Stadium. Team safety Lumpy DeWeese has seen the program grow since it started in 2016.
Just down at the Maritime Park, my parents were involved in getting that developed. So to be able to come back and play at home it's really special.
And the multi-million-dollar stadium is expected to be finished in time for the 2027 football season. The university says the football program is expected to generate more than $23 million in economic impact over the next 5 years. A candlelight vigil will be held Friday for the 5-year-old boy whose body was found near Perdido Bay last week. The vigil for Jacaden Smith is set for Friday at 5:30 p.m. at the Moorings Apartments on Old Spanish Trail Road. The public is invited to attend. They're being asked to bring candles for balloons. Jacaden's mother, Jalinda Smith, is charged with aggravated negligent manslaughter of a child. Well, you'll now have a little bit more time to enjoy our local parks. This report from News Radio's Chris Bryan.
The city of Pensacola is extending the operational hours to five city parks: MLK Junior Plaza, Admiral Mason Park, Veterans Memorial Park, Community Maritime Park, and Plaza Ferdinand. The parks will now be open from sunrise to 10 p.m. Lighted recreation areas such as the Blake Dole Skate Park and the Bayview Tennis Courts will also stay open till 10. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Well, this week we learned about another conviction tied to a major Florida gang crackdown, and that's the state's top law enforcement officer. He says the message is clear. Attorney General James Uthmeyer announced that Franklin Laura, described as an illegal immigrant with ties to the Sir 13 gang, was convicted in a Fort Myers drug trafficking
case.
Don't
do this stuff in Florida. We have zero tolerance for it. We're going to prosecute to the fullest.
And Laura now faces up to 125 years in prison. The case is part of Operation 13 Tears, a large-scale effort targeting gang activity across the state. 735 here at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has the latest on our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect a 12-minute delay. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, 7-minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
Starting off very mild today in the 50s. Temperatures will warm up as we head through your afternoon. 69 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 72 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 57. As you head into Saturday, 30% chance of some showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, high near 71. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru Hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
Ladies, join us to be the impact in 2026. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, a women's organization that has given over $18 million to nonprofits right here. Meet other members and hear about the impact our funding has made at meet and mingle sessions through mid-February. Women 18 and older are invited to join us by March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org. That's impact100pensacola.org.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risk. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
Ever notice how the best advice usually comes from someone who actually does this stuff for a living? That's the idea behind Pet Talk, also known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real-life questions. Pet Talk with Meg, weekdays 9 to 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative local, dependable.
Five intersections picked were based on data from several years ago. I don't remember if it's exactly 8 years or 5 years ago, and then the year previous. And these were the five most consistent across the board, unanimous most incidents. I believe the 2 years previous to red light cameras, just these five intersections had 377 vehicle accidents.
Question 36, has red light camera footage been used to investigate other crimes or cases not related to red light violations within Pensacola? Yes.
That was, of course, D.C. Reeves talking at the brief on the red light cameras. It is required by state law. The state statute that allows you to have red light cameras also has to have an annual review of it. And then the other voice you heard there was Kristen Brown, who is the current acting chief, and she'll become the deputy chief when Chief Winstrom gets here, assuming that tonight the city council approves him, and I absolutely assume that they will. But I thought that was an interesting question. Would, you know, has it led to other investigations or solved other investigations? And I wasn't quite sure what that meant, so I will ask my good friend Mike Wood, who is the public information officer at the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what are we talking about, like the red light cameras have helped solve a, I mean, I don't know, is it a, you know, some robbery, some kidnapping, some other, what is, how have the red light cameras helped to solve other crimes?
Well, other incidents as well. We can look at the cameras, look at the intersections and see if there's a crash, who actually caused that crash, what exactly happens. That so we'll have that information. And also we can look in the intersections if we're looking for a specific vehicle to see if it went through one of those five intersections, which way it was going, what time it went through there. And that can help in an investigation.
Okay. So this is really more about if a crash happens, you can help resolve maybe liability or at least figure out what the event was because it was captured if there was a red light run at the intersection. Obviously, if there's a crash, somebody's going to have been through a red light because otherwise they couldn't both be in the intersection at the same time, right?
Right, that's correct. And, okay. And again, it can show us a vehicle that may have passed through there at a certain time that could be of help to us.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. If they did some crime elsewhere, whatever, but they also ran a red light, you'd be able to, you know, track patterns or see things like that. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Okay. We got a parade coming up this weekend. You know, obviously we've done this, once already with the new parade route for Martin Luther King Jr. Day? But tell people what to expect. Again, the rules are not brand new, but they're relatively new about where you can park, when the perimeter closes, and then what the new route's going to be.
Yeah, the signage will be up on the parade route. And it's very clear, so just make sure you're careful when you're parking down there on Friday. So there's a parade Friday night and another one on Saturday. The change of the route because of the construction on Palo Fox is going to take it south on Palo Fox from Wright Street. You'll make a left onto Garden and then another right onto Jefferson.
Yeah.
So this is the change, and it went smoothly for the MLK parade. There were no issues, and we don't anticipate any on this one. The big thing is to get in there early, find you a good place to park, and get you a good spot on the parade route. And then after it's over with, we'll get you out of there just as fast as we can.
Is there no parking on Jefferson during the parade? I'm guessing the same way for security it was on Palo Fox. Is that right?
Yes. So, yeah, if there's anybody – left there on Jefferson before the parade starts, and unfortunately we're going to have to tow that vehicle for security reasons. We've really upped the security since the incident in New Orleans on New Year's Eve, so that's just something we can't leave there. But I think we've only had to tow one since we've changed to that new security. I may be wrong on that, but I believe it's one that I know for sure.
Oh, great.
So most of these people that are parking down there are moving their vehicles and getting them out of the way before anything like that happens. It hasn't been a big issue.
Very good. And people still can't park on Palafox, right?
That's correct. I mean, if you own a dump truck, you might get away with it. But other than that, probably shouldn't do that.
I'm always impressed by your ability. And I can see your face. You're looking at me through your phone thinking, Andrew. And then you answer it with no emotion at all, not laughing at all, just, nope, still can't park on Palafox. What were you going to say?
Over the years of speaking with you, I've learned to anticipate questions like that. So, yeah, if you don't throw one at me, I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, I find like I'm not doing my job. All right. Let's see. One of the other things, this is a substantially more serious question. We had an incident on Scenic Highway, and it involved a fatality. Ultimately, two people, I believe, died. But it turns out, or you guys are looking for a blue Jeep, because the theory is what now, that the Jeep crossed the center line and actually led to the crash. What's going on here? What do we know? What are we looking for?
Yeah, that's what we do know, is the Jeep was on Scenic Highway, crossed the center line, and hit another vehicle head-on, and now we have two fatalities. But during the investigation, our traffic homicide investigators determined that that vehicle was at W and Mobile Highway minutes before that crash, and was supposedly there for 10 minutes or so, and the individual was seen by other motorists passed out at the wheel, and we're looking for witnesses to that, and there's been some confusion. We don't need the driver of the Jeep. We have him. He was treated at the hospital. We obviously know what vehicle is involved. What we do need, though, are any people that saw this vehicle, maybe even before it got to W and Mobile Highway. Was it driving erratically, maybe on Navy Boulevard or something like that? We're looking for those witnesses and any witnesses that approached the vehicle while it was at W and Mobile Highway. We're looking for those folks also.
Okay, so you have the driver, you know what happened. Do you know they crossed the center line because the driver told you, or because you have witnesses, or because you have camera, or can't say?
Well, it's the evidence at the scene.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, all right, fair enough.
It was, yeah.
But now what you're looking for is, and you know he was, or you believe that he was passed out at the, you know, at the gas station, I think you said. But now you're looking to confirm that from other people. You're looking for any eyewitnesses that might have seen him or that before the crash. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, particularly anybody that may have cell phone video of the vehicle at W and Mobile Highway. That's what we're looking for, is any witnesses that saw him that can tell us how long that vehicle was there. That's what we're looking for.
What was the date that this happened? Because that might help people if they knew they were in that area. Maybe they have a dash cam. Maybe they, you know, keep it for long enough. I don't know. I'm just what date and what was the exact location?
On Friday, it'll be 2 weeks. 2 weeks Friday. So, and it was after 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was the time.
Okay.
So it was.
So
it
on
was
the 30th, January 30th, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's correct.
All right. Very good. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. Mike, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Florida West Economic Development Alliance. They work to create highway jobs and private capital investment that grow Escambia County's tax base. Just one accident on the books right now. We've got one at 9th Avenue and Underwood Avenue, and that's causing some major delays on 9th Avenue. So you definitely want to route around that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All right, thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, one of the briefs we got this week was from Mayor D.C. Reeves talking about the drop in crime, a significant drop in crime, 28%, I think, across the board. You know, a little bit more, a little bit less in some categories, but a very, you know, very substantial drop. We have also seen across the country crime has been going down. Unless I'm mistaken, you feel free to correct me. We are doing well, but we are also part of a national trend that is doing well. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. But you also, I mean, we can't put our finger on one particular reason for this in Pensacola. It's a collaborative effort between the hardworking men and women of the Pensacola Police Department and that's a big and, our community that cares. And nobody cares more about a community than those who live in it. So we get those phone calls. We get those tips when there's someone or a vehicle in an area that's not supposed to be there. And we're made aware of these situations. Our CRA officers are able to do a lot more since that came to be. And we're able to just to do a whole lot more. But again, we could not do it without a community that simply cares like ours does.
You know, the thing that I've heard, and you correct me if you disagree, but what I have heard many people say is they attribute this drop in crime primarily to technology, that law enforcement technology is so much better. I also think, and again, you tell me what you think, I think that the behavior of the more likely to engage in bad behavior people, meaning young, single, particularly men, has changed. And technology has affected them in a very different way, which is instead of being out and about and causing trouble and doing the kinds of things that we did when we were kids, you know, to some degree, they're at home playing games because they're living life on technology and social media instead of living life out and about. And that is also a part of the behavior shift across our culture that has produced fewer incidents of crime. Do you think there's anything to that? Am I way off base? Am I thinking about this?
No, I think there's a lot to that. You just have a lot of people that are, you know, kids that are growing up now are simply staying in the house, and they're the world is at their fingertips, and they're not going out and doing things that, like they used to. But also, people know now that you just cannot go from point A to point B without being on camera somehow, somewhere. And I'm not talking about cameras that the police or the government installed. I mean, there's ATMs, there's doorbell cameras, there's all kinds of things out there that can catch you messing up. And people know that, and hopefully that the technology that we have, and we're very fortunate to be a part of the Sheriff's Office Real Time Crime Center. I learned how to speak English last week, but we're very, very fortunate to be a part of that as well, and that's made a huge impact on the entire Pensacola-Escambia County community.
And it really is, you know, these broader cultural, because how would you explain it for everywhere? I mean, yes, our community does great, but I think it's also an everywhere thing, and it's not just, you know, trouble. It's, I mean, for example, you know, people aren't having sex. Young kids aren't having sex. I mean, that's just true. Why? A variety of reasons, including social media and technology. But, you know, there's all kinds of ways, and they're not drinking either. The attitude towards alcohol has changed, and so alcohol consumption is down. Your alcohol companies are not making the kind of money they used to make. Well, fewer drunk people means fewer crimes. I mean, it's kind of like all of this stuff collectively together has an impact. At least I think so. Do you disagree with any of that?
No, I don't.
All right, perfect.
I think it's a combination of a lot of things that are happening.
Absolutely.
I got to say too that we've got a mayor and a city council that's obviously on our side, and that makes things a whole lot easier.
Oh no, I know. You know, and we played the clips from Eric Winstrom from the other day, and there's no doubt that having a community that supports law enforcement is an advantage when it comes to having a safer community. There, you can't even begin to dispute that claim. Absolutely. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you about, actually, you had brought this to my attention, and it has to do with scams that we continue to have that people fall prey to. And I want to play, you had sent this to me, so I want to play it so you can talk about it. This is an outbound voice message. So when you call the phone number, this is the answering machine message or we used to call it answering machine. This is the voicemail message that you would get.
You're reached the confidential voicemail of Lieutenant Matt Coverdale here at the Pensacola Police Department. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If not, please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
Now, Matt Coverdale, not Coverdale, Matt Coverdale is a real law enforcement officer at the Pensacola Police Department, and he's a rock star. He is from the South, but he does not talk like that. So what is going on here, Mike?
So these scammers you can go on a website and you can get our names very easy, and they're taking that information, they're making those recordings like you just played, and they're sending them to people, telling them that they have warrants or they miss jury duty, and there's all kinds of reasons. They have a person or a family member that's been put in jail and they need bail money, and then they want you to go to a Bitcoin machine in the mall, or they want you to go get gift cards. That's not how that works. The law enforcement is never going to call you. about money or about warrants or anything like that, asking for money or gift cards or Bitcoin or anything else. And when you have that happen, and Andrew, we've had people lose $40,000-$50,000 of their life savings and even more because of these scams, because they're scared to death. I was working off duty at Navy Federal and had one young military person come in just scared to death. And it took me literally 45 minutes to talk him into this is a scam. He was like, no, I'm going to pay it. And I'm standing there telling him that it's a scam, and he just would not believe me. Finally was able to get him to put that money back in his account. Ugh. But people believe this. These scammers are very, very good at convincing people, and it's always a rush. They want you to go do it right now, and that's simply a red flag. All you have to do is call us or call the sheriff's department and see if what they're saying is real, and 99% of the time, it's going to be a scam.
And, you know, the reason that they pick, they go and do enough research to use a real officer's name. I know in Santa Rosa County, same thing, real deputies, that they do that because that will survive the first layer of minimal scrutiny of the claim, because you can go look up online and see that Matt Coverdale is actually a PPD employee, right?
Yeah, and they're also using our phone numbers. On the caller ID on the victim's phone, it will show our phone number.
So they're spoofing the number, they're impersonating fake cops, or I mean, they're impersonating real cops, and they're doing all kinds of things to get people, and it's working. I mean, they wouldn't do it if it didn't work. So I'm glad to get the information out about that terrible thing. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. You got one for me this week?
Yeah, and I heard this one. They came straight to me and told me that they're not worried about a DUI tonight because they have a Tesla. So let's address that real quick.
Oh, self-driver,
if you have... Yeah, if you have a self-driving car, that does not give you carte blanche to just drink all you want and get in the car and tell it to take you home. You are still in control of that vehicle. That is still going to be a DUI. So, and the cars are just going to get better and better. And there's, in fact, there's one in Las Vegas that you just hop in and there are no controls. And you can go anywhere you want to, but you still can make that vehicle stop on command, which puts you partially in control, which means that you can end up with a DUI charge. So we just want people to – and there's lots of Teslas and other vehicles out there that will do this. Just make sure you know that if you're in that vehicle, you're behind the steering wheel, you can still be charged. Please do not drink and drive.
Do not drink an autonomous drive, because that is still a violation. Very good. Now, all right, very good. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for putting up with my questions, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
755 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still dealing with the accident that happened on 9th Avenue and Underwood Avenue that's causing some delays on 9th Avenue coming southbound. So just be aware of that. Expect about a 12-minute delay in that area. Also, I-10 eastbound is now backed up all the way past Pine Forest through Highway 29, seeing about a 12-minute delay. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you need to do any kind of home repairs, improvement, need tools, equipment, or, you know, you're buying gifts for yourself or somebody else and you want to buy them some SEC merchandise or, you know, gumbo pot or some great cast iron cookware or whatever, knives, all that stuff, Pensacola Hardware is your place. The front of the house is all housewares, great for gifts. The rest of the place is all the hardware you could ever imagine and, frankly, all the problem-solving advice that you never realized was available anywhere. They have been around for 175 years. That's right. They started in 1851, so this is their 175th anniversary. And the institutional knowledge and the problems they've solved and the people that they've helped over all of this time is something that you just cannot get anywhere else. They're the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country, and they will make sure that you get what you need, you get the advice you need, and you know how to do it safely and properly. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers, but here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money in refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number, Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
This body will take some getting used to.
Good morning, 7:58, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Hold on, I got that button pressed. Let me unpress that. Authorities in Arizona now say they've had 18,000 tips since Nancy Guthrie disappeared from her home in Tucson 12 days ago. Of course, as you've been seeing on Fox News, they've been playing lots of video footage of a masked suspect that they are looking for. Six Republicans joining House Democrats. Boy, is there a crackle or is that just in my headphones?
No, it's just you.
Well, good to know. All right. Six Republicans joining House Democrats, putting an end to President Trump's tariffs on Canada. A majority voted. Okay. Boo.
Oh, that's me. Sorry. Go on.
I love you guys. That's all I can say. Majority voted to repeal the administration's trade policy on Wednesday with only one Democrat opposing. The joint resolution now heads to the Senate.
I really appreciate that. And also...
Boo!